Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Dhyaya tash charanam bhujam bhava nirjita chetasa utkantya shrukalakshaya vidyasine shanair hari dhyaya tash charanam bhujam bhava nirjita chetasa utkantya shrukalakshaya vidyasime shanir hari dhyaya tash charanam bhujam bhava nirjita chetasa utkantya shukalakshaya vidyasin me shanar hari. Please chant. Shukalakshasya vidyasin me shanar hari dhyayat hascharanam bhujam bhava nirjita chetasa utkantya shukalakshasya vidyasin me shanar hari Ladies, please. Anyone else would like to chat? Synonyms. Dhyayata. Thus meditating upon. Charana ambojam. The lotus feet of the localized personality of Godhead. Bhava nirjita. Mind transformed in transcendental love. Go ahead. For the Lord. Chetasa, all mental activities, thinking, feeling, and willing. Otkantya, eagerness Ashrukala, tears roll down. Akshasya, of the eyes, Riddhi, within my heart. Asit, appeared. Me, my. Shanai, without delay. Hari, the personality of Godhead. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. As soon as... Now, before I begin, let me just say that Narada Muni is narrating his biography here. And he's telling about his situation, essentially how he became the great soul Narada Muni. In this particular incarnation, he was just a little boy learning. And that's what he's talking about. How he came to know what he knew and how he grew to where he grew. And this is a very fascinating story of divine grace to a little boy whom I begin to talk about. This little boy who's achieved an absolutely marvelous attainment. So, translation, as soon as I began to meditate upon the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, with my mind transformed in transcendental love, tears rolled down my eyes, and without delay the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appeared on the lotus of my heart. So please repeat, as soon as I began to meditate upon the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, with my mind transformed in transcendental love, tears rolled down my eyes, and without delay, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appeared on the lotus of my heart. Purport. Srila Prabhupada. The word bhava, the word bhava is significant here. This bhava stage is attained after there is bhava. Let me read the. Oh, I'm on the wrong page. I have it on the wrong side. I'm sorry. Let me just start the purport again. The word bhava is significant here. This bhava stage is attained after one has... What's the next word? Yeah, I understand. But, oh, here it is. I numbered the pages incorrectly. Sorry. After one has transcendental affection for the Lord. The first initial stage is called shraddha, or a liking for the Supreme Lord. And in order to increase that liking, one has to associate with pure devotees of the Lord. The third stage is to practice the prescribed rules and regulations of devotional service. This will dissipate all sorts of misgivings and remove all personal deficiencies that hamper progress in devotional service. I want to read that again because it's so important. This bhava stage is attained after one has transcendental affection for the Lord. That's the first thing. The first initial stage is called shraddha, or a liking for the Supreme Lord. And in order to increase that liking, one has to associate with pure devotees of the Lord. The third stage is to practice the prescribed rules and regulations of devotional service. This will dissipate all sorts of misgivings and remove all personal deficiencies that hamper progress in devotional service. When all misgivings and personal deficiencies are removed, there is a standard faith in transcendental matter, and the taste for it increases in greater proportion. This stage leads to attraction, And after this, there is bhava, or the prior stage of unalloyed love for God. All the above different stages are but different stages of development of transcendental love. So we can see it goes in stages, like walking up steps, one step, another step, another step. So it is a gradual progression. All the above different stages are but different stages of development of transcendental love. Being so surcharged with transcendental love, there comes a strong feeling of separation, which leads to 8 different kinds of ecstasies. Tears from the eyes of a devotee is an automatic reaction. And because Sri Narada Muni, in his previous birth, attained that stage very quickly, the previous birth is being referred to as what Narada is referring to, that is, in a previous kalpa. So, tears from the eyes of a devotee is an automatic reaction. And because Sri Narada Muni, in his previous birth, attained that stage very quickly after his departure from home, it was quite possible for him to perceive the actual presence of the Lord, which he tangibly experienced by his developed spiritual senses without material tinge. So I'd like to begin from the beginning of the purport and try to explore and develop these points that Prabhupada so nicely presented for us. The word bhava is significant here. So this bhava stage is attained after one has standard faith. Excuse me. This bhava stage is attained after one has, and after there is, bhava, or the prior stage of unalloyed love for God. I think I'm on the wrong page. Maybe that would be better, because I generally don't mislabel the pages. Sorry about that. This is not where we are at. So, the word bhava is significant here. The bhava stage is attained after one has transcendental affection for the Lord. The first initial stage is called shraddha, or a liking for the Supreme Lord. And in order to increase that liking, one has to associate with pure devotees of the Lord. So, this is a very important point. There are 9 stages in the development of bhakti yoga, from starting from virtually nothing to pure love of God. So the first stage, it says, it's faith. So when a person just starts out in bhakti yoga, he doesn't have much, if any, faith. He has some preliminary faith, basic faith, to the extent that he's willing to give it a chance at least to listen to, and maybe even try out. But he doesn't necessarily believe that he will achieve pure love of God, at least at this stage. That develops as one grows. So the first stage, as I said, is shraddha, to have some faith that maybe this can work. Maybe this will be what I'm looking for. Maybe this will be give me the achievement of a peace of mind, an inner joy, an inner strength, and the love that I'm looking to have, which I don't have at this point. So that's the first thing, is to have a preliminary faith. And the next step is to associate with persons who have much more faith. That's called association. So the devotee goes from preliminary faith to associating with persons who have developed some degree of faith. Some may have high degree, and some may have medium, and others may have a low degree. And in any account, that new devotee gets a chance to associate with others who are, for example, chanting Hare Krishna and singing the songs and glorification of the Lord. And so through that association, one becomes more and more involved in the process. One begins to chant just as the others in the association are chanting. He learns how to chant properly. He learns how to chant and so that the words are all clear, and that he learns how to chant with the proper attitude, that this is a great gift from God to enable us to draw closer to him, because the chant itself, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is non-different from the Lord. So it's like shaking the Lord's hand. And we're getting a chance to associate with him. One may wonder, how can the Lord inject himself into a sound? But there's nothing impossible. How does the Lord put a moon up in the sky and prevent it from falling down into the ocean? How does he put up a sun? How does he put up planets? The Lord is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. And he's also all-knowing. So it's not difficult for him to inject himself or invest himself in his name, so that when we chant that name, in effect, will be affecting affecting us, the soul. And it affects us in such a way that it actually is purifying. The Lord is like fire, and he can burn away all the impurities which are clinging to or overhanging or clouding over the soul. So, therefore, one gets the opportunity to, in this particular situation, to I just lost my thought. one gets the opportunity to advance in spirituality through this association with many devotees. Now, after one associates after a certain amount of time, one may want to then go to a next stage, which is called initiation. Initiation means to make a very firm commitment, a commitment that I'm going to commit my life, I'm going to give my life for the very purpose of, number one, giving pleasure to the Supreme Lord as my expression, as my feeling, as my love for the Supreme Lord. In other words, I'm going to try to develop pure devotional service, which means giving our love to the Lord. Giving our love means to please him, and there are so many different ways that we can please the Lord. Chanting about the Lord, hearing about the Lord, remembering Krishna. These are ways which God is pleased. And he himself mentions that through his great devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. Hearing about the Lord, chanting about the Lord, remembering Krishna, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, worshiping Krishna, offering prayers to the Lord, practical service to the Lord, having a friendly mood, friendly association with God, and also giving up one's body, one's mind, and one's words for the glorification of the Lord. So these are nine different forms of bhakti practice, and they are pleasing to Krishna. Sorry. And when they are done with sincerity, with seriousness, with affection, with dedication, with devotion, Lord is ever increasingly pleased. One can simply practice these nine forms in a very mechanical, indifferent, robotic way, chanting. One can chant, or one can chant with much more care. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, with some feelings, feeling of indebtedness to the Supreme Lord, a feeling of affection for the Supreme Lord. When one feels indebted, one wants to do something good for the person to whom he's indebted. So he chants with a feeling of how great, how wonderful, how glorious that you have given me your name so that I can associate with you, and through that association become gradually and slowly advanced so that I can ultimately, ideally, one day be able to communicate directly with you, as Srila Prabhupada so beautifully did. He could communicate with Krishna directly. He himself said, these books are not written by me, they're written by Krishna. And he was asked, do you see God everywhere? He said, yes, I see God everywhere. Of course, the spiritual senses are open, and therefore he can see the Lord everywhere. Until the spiritual senses are open, one cannot see God everywhere. One can barely even see the Lord in the heart. So, devotee chants with a feeling of this indebtedness and affection and gratitude in serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Some devotees have that service, some at home and over here, and they have to do the cleansing. And so when one gets a chance to touch the feet of the Lord, that is a great, great benediction. Also, when we line up after chanting, and we lower our head at the altar, and the devotee who's sitting, he takes these two, this helmet, which has the two feet of the Lord on it. And one who has complete faith, again, Shraddha, gets the full benefit of those feet. And it's not like just two pieces of metal touching the head, but rather one actually feels that God is putting his feet on my head. Again, what a great blessing, great benediction. And so the devotee should feel a gratitude. He should feel an eagerness to want to somehow serve the Lord for having gotten this very beautiful, this very gracious this very gracious service that he has received from the Lord, which he doesn't have to give. So, sorry. So serving the lotus feet of the Lord, washing the feet of the Lord, offering prayers to the Lord. And again, that can be done very mechanically or robotically, such as we do prayers. The lotus feet of our spiritual master, the only way by which we can attain pure devotional service. I bow down to his lotus feet with great awe and reverence. By his grace, one can cross the ocean of material sorrow. This is very robotic, very indifferent, and actually thoughtless. So it needs to be done with some feeling that we really mean it. The lotus feet of our spiritual master are the only way by which we can attain pure devotional service. I bow down to his lotus. The feeling. That's what the Lord is interested in, our feeling. Do we have any feeling for him? Or are we just throwing out a batch of words that we've learned to feel spiritual? That's not the idea, to feel spiritual. The idea is to be spiritual. And we can be spiritual when we are actually having this sense of gratitude, this sense of affection, this sense of dedication, this sense of devotion, so that when we say the words, we say them with meaning, we say them with feeling, we say them with thought. We say them not with indifference, not with uncaringness, but that we've gotten a great, great blessing. So therefore, this praying should be done with some feeling. Otherwise, why should the Lord give us some blessings? If somebody is praying to me and very mechanically, indifferently, uncaringly, thoughtlessly, then I will say, well, let him talk. When he gives me some feeling behind what he's saying, then I'll consider blessings. Otherwise, it's just empty words, shallow words. And that's really what Srila Prabhupada has always been teaching, and it's in all his purports, that whatever we do should not be done shallowly, should not be done emptily. It should not be done indifferently or uncaringly. We do it as an act of appreciation, as an act of affection, as an act of devotion. And in that way, the Lord will be pleased. And when the Lord is pleased, who is within our hearts, right beside the super soul, right beside the soul, he can then, just like, for example, the sunshine can shine its light down. And when the Lord, who's like the sunshine, shines its light upon the soul feels very uplifted, very enlivened. It feels very full of satisfaction, a kind of satisfaction that he could never get anywhere else. Finally, I have found some true, real, genuine, deep... Who's talking up there? Huh? Yeah, this is not a place for talking. I have competition today. Okay. Thank you. I thought that only happens on Sunday. But it happens during the week. You get plenty of people talking on Sunday during them. I usually have to quiet them down or offer this Vyasa-san seat to them. I say, excuse me, do you have something more important to say than I do? If you do, please come up and let us all hear it. Nobody comes up. So getting back, I was talking about the 9 forms of the devotional service and the also stages of devotion, but continuing the 9 forms, so offering prayers to the Lord, having a practical service to the Lord, and there's so much practical service going on in this temple, and it's so wonderful to watch. Devotees are cleaning up, devotees are dressing the deities, devotees are Srila Prabhupada dressing the deities. Devotees are taking out the clothing that the deities are going to wear. Devotees are cleaning the altar. And you go into the back. Devotees are making up flower vases. Is this all devotional love, devotional service? And it should not be done with the clattering of the tongue and talking some gossip or prajalpa, as I sometimes hear when I go in the back. No, this is someone is putting the flowers in there. This is going to be offered to God. This is my love. This is my heart. This is my all. This is my everything. So we should not interfere with that thought process. And each and every person who's back there, which is a very holy, what they call sanctum sanctorum, the holiest of holiest places. It's very holy because that's where all the preparation is being made for the deity activity, which is going to be taking place in the form of dressing, in the form of offering prasadam. So therefore, when this is done with a feeling of complete dedication and seriousness, and Prabhupada uses those words very often, seriousness and deep feeling. Excuse me a moment. We will find that the effect of the service is far superior than if you simply do it. It is to be done with feeling, with love, with affection, with devotion, with a feeling that, wow, out of millions and millions of births, I am getting an opportunity to put together a flower vase for the Supreme Lord that will sit on the altar, which he will smell. I, me, sinner that I am and have been, I'm getting a chance to serve the Supreme Lord who has created this world, who maintains this world, who will one day destroy this world, and I have such an opportunity of closeness. How fortunate is my life? How great is my life just as a result of this? When things are taken very seriously and felt profoundly, the Lord takes notice and he fills the soul with transcendental bliss, as we will take note here. As it's mentioned over here that in the verse itself, Narada Muni, he sits down under a banyan tree And what happens is that he concentrates on the Supreme Lord. And I'll get to that in just a moment. I want to finish these nine forms of devotional service. So, as I mentioned, there is practical service, which I've just mentioned. And then there is also a friendly association. The devotee should feel, yes, the Lord is my best friend. And he assures us of that in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who always worship me with those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give them the understanding by which they may come to me. To show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So the Lord is there for us. He's our friend. He's guaranteeing us. He's assuring us. So with that kind of assurance, we should feel very confident, very secure, very intact. And that's exactly what the Lord means when he said, yes, consider me your friend. Not just your friend, but I am your best friend. Lord Chaitanya says in that very famous prayer, you have no other friend except me. I am your only friend. And that's true. Because the Lord knows everything. He can help us in every problem, in any problem. And if we have the humility to beg for him, to look up to him, to cry out to him, I can't figure this out. Or I can't do this, I need your help. He'll give the help. He's ready. He's there. He's the Supreme Father. And also the Supreme Mother. So friendly association is there. The Lord is there to give it to us. He wants to give it to us. And he tells us what to do. How we can cement, how we can tighten that friendship with him. Which I've just mentioned. Nine different forms of devotional service. And the last but not least, which Bali Maharaj was famous for. The last but not least is to surrender one's body, one's mind, and one's word to the Lord. Actually, there's no real surrendering of anything. The Lord owns our bodies. What are you to surrender? Something that he owns? All we can do is acknowledge, recognize, this is yours, Lord. Use it as you wish. Enable me to do it well. Help me to do it so you will be pleased. Make me superb in that service so that I will increase your already established bliss. You're always blissful. You're always full of bliss and peace and strength and love. But I want to try to, in some way, make your smile even broader, if that's possible. And I don't really know what to do to make that happen. You do. So please give me the intelligence by which I can perform my service in such a beautiful, simple, sweet, loving way that you will be very pleased. This is what devotional service is all about, pleasing Krishna. And we will know that Krishna is pleased by the effects that take place in the heart. So, those are the nine forms of devotional service, and I was talking about the nine different stages of bhakti, and I think I'd gotten to the, anybody remember where I was? Anyway, I can give one faith, association with devotees, and then taking initiation. Then after one is initiated and continues to perform the different aspects of devotional service, his bad habits gradually begin to disappear. All of us come to this movement with some bad habits. You know, maybe we don't want to, like, take a bath, or take a bath twice in a day, or maybe we don't want to wash our hands after using the bathroom, or different things. We may have bad habits. So the whole point in this whole process is to purify us, to cleanse us, to enable us to do things in a way which, again, will be pleasing to the Lord. And so, therefore, some of the bad habits that we have, maybe some of us are looking in the mirror too often, trying to see how handsome or beautiful we are, or looking at our clothes too closely. I mean, it's nothing wrong in looking at the clothes, but if you look 10 times, 15, 20 times, there's something wrong there. You don't have to worry about it. This is a problem of insecurity. There's some insecurity there, and that insecurity has to be dealt with. And these books, the Bhagavatam, and the association with the devotees who have some understanding of this philosophy and who are practicing this philosophy and experiencing some of the results that I'm talking about in this philosophy can be very helpful and very beneficial. And some of the more younger devotees should not be fearful. Older devotees are here. We're all glad to share with you what Srila Prabhupada has so mercifully shared with us. So, initiation. Then one becomes very solidly fixed in devotional service. One develops a taste. A taste means a pleasure. It means when we're experiencing a pleasure, it's an impetus to want to go on to experience more pleasure. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, one is fixed in consciousness, Krishna consciousness. So one can give up the lower tastes when one has a higher taste. And the higher taste is the impetus for us to go on to intensify. It's a little bit like taking some sugar and you put it in a big pot of water. And you taste the water. Well, the water may be very mildly sweet. But as the water evaporates... wow. Sorry. As the water evaporates, the water will be sweeter and sweeter because the sweetness, the sugar in it, will be more concentrated. When there's lots of water, it's distributed. So what will happen is the water is concentrated. Finally, there'll be just hardly any water, and all there will be is plain sugar. So the sugar is fully the sweetest that we can get. So much more sweet than it was when we tasted it, when it was in this big pot of water. So similarly, as we as devotees begin to progress and mature in God consciousness, Krishna gives us, injects us with his transcendental bliss. And that transcendental bliss becomes an impetus to even dive deeper into devotional service. Of course, it should not be, as we say, fruitive. The main point is that our main point should be to try harder, to try with greater effort. We should never think, I've reached the summit. Now I can't give Krishna any further pleasure. That's foolish. Krishna is infinite in his ways and means by showing us how we can give him pleasure. Srila Prabhupada was giving him infinite pleasure. So many books were coming out. So many songs, beautiful bhajans were coming out. So many lectures were coming out. And Krishna was getting so much pleasure from this. And Prabhupada was manifesting that pleasure in gorgeous, beautiful, bright smiles. And when devotees saw those bright smiles, they themselves were brightened and wanted to serve more and better and greater. So, therefore, that is the main point. Now, here we have Narada Muni. I was going to talk a little about his journey on the road, but we're running out of time at this point. So I will simply say that Narada Muni, although he was just a child, he had the choice. He could have stayed in the school and asked the headmaster, you know, my mother just died, and can I stay here? And who would refuse a little five-year-old child? Nobody. How is he going to get food? How does a five-year-old child by himself get his food, his clothing, his shelter, education, guidance? But Narada Muni had taken the knowledge that the mendicants, the sages, what they had taught him, what he had listened to, he took it to heart. And he came to the realization that the best place for me to go is to go out into the forest and on the road and just depend upon God. That's what they did, and that's what I'm going to do. That's not easy for a little five-year-old boy. Remember, he's going to pass lions and tigers and foxes and wolves and they're all wild. And if they're hungry, they'll eat you. But how does one develop faith that Krishna is a protector? By going out and doing it. And when one does it and he sees that Krishna is protecting him, he gains an ever-increasing degree of faith in the Lord. And that faith carries him to higher and higher levels of faith. And that faith is such that when one finally matures, that he can actually communicate with the Supreme Lord. And he knows for sure that God is not only within me, but God is everywhere. Wherever I look, there he is. So it starts with a little tiny ounce of faith and grows into pounds and pounds and pounds of faith. And one who has that faith can share it and convey it and give it to others who don't have it or have very little of it. That's why all of us, we have that responsibility. To whatever degree Krishna and Prabhupada have given us that faith and have enabled it. We hear his wonderful talks every Sunday. We're getting so much opportunity. It's incredible. I mean, now we have this technology. You can put on a tape or you can put on a CD. You can listen to going to bed. You can listen to a lecture by Srila Prabhupada. You can hear one of his books. All these are opportunities. And ancient ages, they didn't have all these things. They didn't even have books. But we have been given really like a dessert, or many desserts, opportunities. So every second must be utilized, because at any second, any one of us may just leave this world. And we have to remember that. It's so easy to forget it. So if I remember I can leave this world, let me leave chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and let me go back home, back to Godhead, and associate with the Lord, and continue my loving service with the Lord up in the spiritual world, rather than going to hell with all the others in this world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for your book.
Help us. Yeah? Yeah, go ahead, sure.